on later.
No, I was just.
We're in open meeting.
See what her big
picture is. Yeah, I move that we reconvene. Wait.
To open.
Let me get the script.
Tim, you know the script. Go ahead.
It's got to be moved. She's moving.
Yeah, okay, I move it.
I second your soul.
Yeah, let me go back.
So the board took action in executive session that requires action in open session. Trustee Harper, will you present the resolution?
We have to reconvene. So we'll entertain a motion to reconvene.
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Golan?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
All right, Trustee Harper will present the resolutions on the action items discussed in executive session.
Thank you. The first one will be the fiscal year. That's the one I'm going to be first. The fiscal year estimated spending plan / preliminary operating budget resolution.
For 2019?
Yes. Whereas at the Illinois Board of Higher Education IBHE meeting on August 12, 2003, the IBHE board approved item 12, recommended actions to expand and enhance public university annual operating budget review, approval and oversight requiring that each public university board of trustees shall approve annually a proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year prior to July 1st of each year, with the adoption of the official budget prior to October 1st. And whereas the fiscal year 19 operating and capital budget appropriation requests were approved by the CSU board on June 22nd, 2017, and whereas the president shall prepare and submit each year the annual operating budget of the university to the CSU board for review and approval, and whereas the state of Illinois has enacted an appropriated budget for fiscal year 2019 pursuant to the Public Act 100-0586, and therefore, it be resolved that the CSU board approves the fiscal year 2019 annual operating budget in the total amount of $80,571,200. See exhibits A, B, and C. The president shall have authority to implement the official university budget, which shall be subject to final approval by the board of trustees prior to October 1st. Are there any questions or comments from any of the other trustees?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Golan?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Now moving on to the fiscal year 2019 tuition and fee waivers budget. Whereas the president recommends approval of the following tuition and fee waiver budgets to the Chicago State University Board of Trustees per the policy and regulations manual issued on December 6, 2000 and revised on March 9, 2012. And whereas the proposed budgets for tuition and fee waivers as defined in section 1075.200 of the Illinois Administration Code for fiscal year 2019 are as follows.
How much do I have to read this?
To the bottom.
Okay.
The category.
So the tuition waiver fee amount in the amount of $1,593,600, the fee a waiver amount in the amount of $185,400, the total waiver amount in the amount of $1,779,000, and the percentage of allocation, which will be 100%. Therefore, be it resolved that the board approves the proposed budget for tuition and fee waivers and that the budgets be incorporated into the Chicago State University fiscal year 2019 operating budget. Are there any questions or comments on this motion?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gardner?
Yes.
Trustee Golan?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
So somebody knocking? Somebody's knocking.
That concludes the business of the.
We got one more.
It does, we have one more.
And then you have to reach your.
Yeah, and then I have to read.
Sorry.
The next one is the fiscal year 2020. The fiscal year 2020 operating and capital budget requests. Whereas the Chicago State University Board of Trustees regulations issued December 2000 and revised on March 9, 2012, Section 5, Administrative Affairs, Subsection A, Budget and Appropriations Process, page 68, number A-1, states that the President shall establish guidelines and procedures for preparation of operating and capital budget requests for the university. The President shall review and make recommendations concerning the requests and submit them to the Board for approval. The President, after review of available data and after consultation with the Vice Presidents, shall present recommendations concerning employee salaries as part of the operating budget request. The President shall submit budget requests approved by the Board to the Board of Higher Education and shall take actions on the Board's behalf as are necessary and appropriate during the appropriations process. Whereas the Board regulations issued December 2000 and revised on March 9, 2012, Section 5, Administrative Affairs, Subsection A, Budget and Appropriations Process, page 68, number A-2, states that the President shall prepare the university's request for operating and capital appropriations. The President shall submit the initial request for operating and capital appropriations to the Board for approval prior to their introduction in the General Assembly. The President shall introduce appropriation requests approved by the Board in the appropriate House of the General Assembly and shall take such actions on the Board's behalf as are necessary and appropriate during the appropriations process. And whereas the fiscal year 2020 operating budget request is for an increase of $5.9 million, exhibits A and A-1, and a capital budget request of $542,700,000,
that's a powerful committee.
Therefore, be it resolved that the Board approves fiscal year 2020 operating and capital budget appropriation of requests and may be updated by the President during the request process as a result of revised estimates and new information. Any questions or comments from the trustees?
No.
A motion to approve.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Garner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Jackson?
Yes.
At this time, Chairman, I ask to take action on a legal item concerning the interim president's contract.
Yes.
To ratify action that had to be taken in order to ensure that the institution still had an interim president on one day that was missed from the contract, we extended the employment agreement by one day. I'll read the motion and ask for your approval. As of April 7, 2017, Dr. Rachel Lindsay served as the interim president of Chicago State University with an offer letter and employment agreement that expired on June 29, 2018. The Board of Trustees of Chicago State University decided, with the power given to them by the Chicago State University law, to extend the contract through June 30, 2018. Dr. Rachel Lindsay accepted the terms of the extension and the parties amended the offer letter and employment agreement. Specifically, the terms of the employment remain unchanged and effective upon execution of the offer letter and employment agreement. The expiration date of the employment agreement was extended by one day to June 30, 2018. At this time, I ask for a motion by the Board of Trustees to approve the extension and execution of the amendment letter to extend the offer letter and employment agreement for Dr. Rachel Lindsay as interim president of Chicago State University to June 30, 2018.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Garner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Jackson?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I think that's the last order of business. Motion now to adjourn this meeting for the night.
So moved.
Second. Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Garner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Absolutely.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Well, hereby adjourned. Thank you for your time.